Opossum. Weasel. Possibly, no, I guess not. Well, I have known raccoons to do that.
Is there any collect one word that you could refer to all of those animals as collectively that would cover the whole lot of them? You might say, I'm going to get me a gun and go out and take care of those.
One of the small ones we call rodents. Other than that, let's see. Yeah, it's on the tip of my tongue. Well, you might also call them pests.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What about, have you ever heard the term varmints?
Varmints also, right, that's the word I was looking for.
Who would be, would you say that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. What do you call these little bushy-tailed animals that run around in trees?
Those are, well, squirrels or chipmunks.
Okay. What about different types of squirrels? Do you know of?
Flying squirrel, fox squirrel.
Okay, is there a gray squirrel?
A gray squirrel. Here?
What's the difference between a fox squirrel and a gray squirrel?
Fox squirrel, I think, they have the larger varieties of squirrels. They grow larger.
Is there a difference in color of the fur?
Offhand, I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a fox squirrel called a red squirrel?
A red squirrel.
Have you ever heard a squirrel referred to as a boomer? Okay. All right. You mentioned chipmunks. Are they able to climb trees?
To my knowledge, they are.
Okay. Have you ever heard a chipmunk called anything else?
No. Okay.
What about some of the common freshwater fish around here?
We have bass, bream, crappie. Type of trout, cats. We have a walleye down in this area. I think we call them something else. We also have what we call pike. We also have a drum. I think that's about it.
Okay. What about some of the kinds of seafood that is available in this area?
Have lobster. You have your fish variety, such as snapper. What else? You have crabs, oysters.
What about those little fan-tailed animals?
Shrimp.
If you were going to buy some at the market, you'd ask for a few pounds of
shrimp.
Okay. What do you call these animals that that make this croaking noise?
Frog.
What about different types?
Bullfrog. Toad.
What's distinctive about a toad?
Small.
Small.
And I don't think the noise is quite as loud as a bullfrog.
Would you find a bullfrog and a toad in the same sort of environment?
Bullfrogs are generally around ponds and lakes. Toads can be found pretty well.
What about these tiny little frogs? What are they called?
I don't know, except frogs.
Okay. You ever heard called spring frogs or tree frogs?
Yeah, right.
Frogs? What, we're talking about fish, what might you use for bait catching fish?
Worms, fish themselves,